lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon. It is currently 3:08, and I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. Today, we're joined in the studio with Mr. Lucari, the coordinator at Health Promotion and Wellness. How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. How about yourself?
You know, I can't complain. It's a beautiful day.
It is, isn't it?
That rain coming in, nice. It's kind of cooling things off, keeping it moist.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot coming up for you next. We're going to be talking about cardiovascular health, because February, as you may not know it, is cardiovascular month.
Yes, it's heart health month, so it is important to talk about how to take care of our heart.
So keep it right here. I've got Skyline by Khalid next. That last song was Apple by Charlie XCX, and as the saying goes, an apple a day keeps a doctor away. But I don't know if that can be said for heart health, and especially being this month, being February and heart health month. We need to delve in some of the issues regarding your cardiovascular health.
Yeah, man, an apple may not be enough, unfortunately. I wish it was that easy. That would help, that's for sure, but it may not be enough. Yes, heart health is a big topic for America, but for the rest of the world. Just imagine that the World Health Organization in the past years said that around 80 million deaths all over the world.
18 million?
Yes, are caused by cardiovascular diseases.
That's so a substantial amount.
It is crazy, honestly. If you think about it, most of that is due to unhealthy behaviors.
What are some of these behaviors that cause such high numbers?
I mean, for sure is the unhealthy food. So our nutrition behaviors, it's obesity and just being overweight. It's a lack of physical activity. It's tobacco use. It's alcohol overuse, misuse, and it's stress. All these things that in a way can be handled. There is so much to do when it comes to that stuff, count for so much when it comes to cardiovascular diseases. So it is important that we understand that it's not like, that runs in my family, there's not a lot I can do about that. You know, my grandpa had a heart attack, so, may happen to me, so what? I'm not going to work on anything. That's one of those myths we have like to handle, right? And just say, no, there's so much we can do. That's what health promotion does. Our job is to help in those kind of preventative measures that we can all utilize to make sure that life gets easier on us, right? So it is important that we take into consideration several risk factors. So all, big words like hypertension, so high blood pressure, dyslipidemia, one of those, medical words, say, what do you mean, doc? And this is just, the wrong level of fats in our body. What is that? The cholesterol. We heard this so many times, right? Sir, ma'am, you have a high cholesterol. You got to be, careful about that. What does it mean? It means it's one of those risk factors for our heart.
And is that like LDLs and HDLs?
That's it. We'll talk about it in a little bit. It's LDL, what we define as the bad cholesterol. HDL is the good cholesterol that we want in our system, right? But the bad cholesterol is deeply influenced by what we eat on a daily basis. So all these things, excessive alcohol consumption, all these things will influence deeply our heart health, physical activity. I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit. But it's important that we understand there are, along with the medical interventions, but these things can really play a huge role into our health, future, longevity, quality of life. So what I'd like to do with you is talk about four things, four behaviors we can change on a daily basis to improve our heart health.
All right, and that's great information coming up soon. And on that note, we were talking about earlier, I didn't know about the so the family history of heart problems, I'm guilty of that because my grandfather, he passed away, I think is 42 from a heart attack, which is extremely young.
Wow.
But you're saying that it's not necessarily genetic as much as lifestyle.
Yeah, the two things kind of go hand in hand. Research and not given like, and I guess we'll never give like an exact percentage of that. The things that we underestimate the importance of lifestyle changes. That's what we mean.
All right. And speaking of lifestyle changes, here is 365 by Shinedown. So we were talking about diet off air and how it affects your heart. What have you got for me?
Okay. I guess that really a heart-healthy diet plays a maybe the biggest role when it comes to reducing your cardiovascular risk, considering, of course, the lifestyle modification we can all put together on a daily basis. So first of all, the heart-healthy diet helps lower the cholesterol we were talking about, right? The LDL, low-density lipoproteins. Is that fat? You know, that is can get in our system and represent maybe the main risk factor when it comes to atherosclerosis. So that disease that all makes your blood vessels stiff, not flexible, will reduce the blood flow into your system, and you know, year by year, it will get you to some of those diseases that are connected to your brain, that ability to think, you know, dementia, things like that, atherosclerosis, kind of the same thing. My grandma had that. I remember when I was 10, she was around 80, she couldn't recognize anyone. And that was due to some of that stuff. So it is important that we adopt a healthy diet. Also, when it comes to your blood pressure, because choosing the right food, so a diet rich in fruits, in vegetables and whole grains, low-fat dairy products, and that's what we call the DASH diet, dietary approaches to stop hypertension, is one of those healthy diets like the Mediterranean diet that we adopt that will effectively lower your blood pressure. Because when we have blood pressure, it is as if like we push in our heart to work too much to make sure that that blood gets into all the different organs and makes the rest of the machine, right, work properly. Along with that, we need a lot of other micronutrients, so those organic and inorganic substances that we need to make our body function properly, something like potassium, magnesium, calcium. You can find all that stuff in the good food. Right? Food that's rich in, you know,
your dark leafy greens.
That's
stuff
it.
Like that. Okay.
All that stuff that we say, you know, most of them, that's the main reason why patients come over to health promotion, meet with my department head, with a dietitian, with myself as a wellness coach. Usually it's their diet is so poor with frozen veggies. Kind of simple in a way, but it's not easy to adopt unless you're used to eating fruit and veggies every single day. That's what we call a lifestyle, because we're talking about habits that we need to put together on a daily basis to make them work. Then it's also important to add foods that are rich in unsaturated fat. So the good fats that we need. Something like, you know, the omega-3s, the omega-6, what we call fatty acids, right? So foods like nuts, seeds, again, whole grain, vegetables, and fruit, that will help. Fish here in Sicily, right? That will help get in the good fat that we need to make our body functions properly and reduce the inflammation markers.
And we were talking about the myth behind eggs earlier.
Yeah, that's the latest research that I kind of was reading. And I was mentioning to you that when I was a kid, I'm 50, right? So let's say 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I used to remember the thing like, don't eat eggs every day. Because in the yolk, in the red part of the egg, there is cholesterol, which is true. But the latest research has said, you know, that amount of cholesterol doesn't affect your heart health that much.
So you don't have to resort just to an egg white diet.
That's it. That's the point. So yeah, as we were sharing, the researchers will always add, you know, more education, more information. But for sure, what is important is that by eating a heart health diet, we will reduce some of the risk factors for heart health disease. The same when it comes to, you know, excessive weight. Excessive weight And they say usually what you want to see, not only your BMI as a, you know, index to understand if your weight is over the, you know, the limits, but also your abdominal fat. That is a good, you know, index that you want to check. Or your visceral fat, the fat around your organs, that is a marker for some diseases. So that's what you want to check to make sure that you're less prone to inflammations. And those inflammations are another risk factors for your heart health and consequently for your longevity and quality of life. So watch your diet. Watch your diet does not mean be on a diet for the rest of your life with the negative concept we put to the word diet. It means healthy food on a daily basis.
I mean, it makes sense. The saying goes, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
And if you're eating good, you're going to have more energy. You want to feel good. You want to look good.
That's it.
And that's why it's important to also be on top of your physical exercise.
Good point. Physical exercise is for sure another, you know, great avenue for us to prevent heart health, you know, diseases. Think about it, that your, as we know, our heart is our pump, is the main organ that helps with, you know, carrying the blood, which is really that vessel of energy and nutrients throughout the rest of the body. So it's like when we, you know, we want to train one of our muscles, right? If you want to train your biceps, you do your bicep curls, for instance. The heart is kind of the same thing. We want it stronger to make sure that it just carries all the blood throughout the rest of your organs to give you all the energy, all the good feelings, all that stuff, right? And the best way to do it is through cardiovascular exercise, what we call cardio, right? It's all about, you know, working on aerobic exercise, you know, making this heart pump for those 30, 60 minutes a day, be active the rest of the day, and just give some good rest during the night. So that good balance between aerobic exercise, sleep, and strength training will help your heart stay strong for, you know, the rest of your life. I mean, of course, the more you age, the less flexible it's going to be, but for sure, it's going to just help. Just I'll give you an example. Today, health promotion and American Red Cross were over at the galley to promote heart health, and we were just offering blood pressure to the, you know, bystanders there while we're in line going to the galley. And we noticed that no matter what your age is, it was more about your dietary habits, because we were kind of interviewing our, you know, people, and the level of physical activity. So we met a few, like, you know, 25, 27 that were not that healthy. And I'll tell you, their blood pressure was not really what you expect from a 20-year-old, right? But we met other 40-year-old, our, you know, they had an amazing blood pressure, and all they said is that they were eating, you know, healthy food, fruits and veggies, and they were exercising on a daily basis. Kind of simple medicine in a way, right? To fix a problem that doesn't need to be there unless you don't work for it. So cardio, so aerobics exercise, strength training, and sleep are a great combination to help your diet in preventing heart health. Yeah, sorry, cardiovascular diseases and helping heart health.
All right, we've got some more for some of the other factors that affect your heart health coming up next. So I know when you get off work, you want to go home, sit on the couch, maybe grab a beer and a bag of chips, and that might help you de-stress after a day, but that's only good for a short term. Mr. Chepi is going to tell you why.
It is. Yeah, that's what, I mean, everyone kind of had experienced that in their past, or maybe they're still experiencing that. For sure, we need to de-stress, right? Like, we need to find that moment when we just don't think about anything. And we believe that the best way to do it is kind of to satisfy our brain with some good sugar, right? And carbs are part of sugar, right? Some junk food that gives you that, you know, high of sugar, you believe it helps. Then the opposite is your alcohol, that is a depressant, and what makes you feel kind of relaxed, you believe, you know, it's working, that's perfect, right? But as we were just sharing a few minutes ago offline, that was just follows the same pathway of substance abuse. The use of these substances, so sugar and alcohol, will just create tolerance, which means that your body, to get the same result, after a few days, weeks, may need more. So rather than one beer, I need two beers. Rather than just, you know, just some chips, I need a whole bag of chips. So that will be just follow that pathway. Your brain will always ask for more to give you the same type of outcome, which is that, you know, dopamine, that reward system that comes from your neurochemicals. So it's not the right way to do it. Stress, that's why we were talking about that, is for sure a risk factor when it comes to your heart health. Because, you know, the way we deal with chronic stress activate our sympathetic nervous system. So that part of the nervous system that deals with your heart, right? So when you're stressed out, since your brain believes there's something to tackle, something to handle, something, let's define it like a danger, right? A challenge will ask your heart to pump more blood, more energy, right? More, you know, fuel to fight the challenge. So during chronic stress, your heart will be asked to just overwork. And it's not healthy in the chronic. In the acute, it means in that very moment, it's okay. But in the chronic, it means that your heart doesn't get any rest.
And so what are some of the healthy methods that we can go about reducing stress?
Oh, there are so many healthy ways that, as we were sharing, may not just get that, you know, nice effect right away, like the bag of chips and alcohol, but in the long run will just be as effective as any other thing. We're talking about things like meditation. Meditation is a great tool. It's that ability to clean our mind from unnecessary and unhealthy thoughts, feelings, and body sensations, and for a few minutes just focus on what really matters for us. Could be our values, could be our spiritual beliefs, could be just simple sounds, could be like a nice, you know, whatever, like a nice environment, or just staying in the nature. Whatever helps us just focus on what really matters will have a great impact on your sympathetic nervous system, which is your heart. Will take your heart to get some good rest, for you to just enjoy the moment, live the moment, and for a few minutes, or maybe even more, you know, just get rid of all the negative, toxic thoughts, feelings, and body sensations. Some other things like physical exercise in general, it's a great way to, you know, get some stress out of our life. Yoga is a great practice, because yoga is not only is this a great type of exercise, also helps to focus on what you're doing that very moment. Because try to hold a yoga pose without focusing on that. It's not going to work. You're going to fall on the ground, right?
So you're knocking out two heart health things right there with exercise and de-stressing.
That's it. That's why yoga has always been like offer, like a great, you know, tool to increase your longevity, because you can do really the rest of your life. You in a way keep your body healthier and your heart healthier, your mind healthier. So for sure, it's a great thing. And then, you know, find social support. I encourage everyone to find that circle of good people, of friends that can help you deal with any challenge, mental challenge, especially here in Sigonella, where you guys have like less chances to, you know, to deal with people they you know, right? Because you guys may live in, you know, most of your family back in the States, most of your friends. So it is important that you have a goal to connect with people, to find social support, to seek in for help or assistance if you need it. And there are a lot of great resources. So yes, stress management is key for cardiovascular health. But last, I want to add something more. Today is the Great American Spit Out in America. So it's the day when we promote tobacco cessation, especially smokeless tobacco today. But of course, as health promotion, we promote tobacco cessation in general. Tobacco use is another big risk factor when it comes to cardiovascular diseases. Because we all know the harmful effect of smoking and any form of tobacco on your lungs, right? And when I say tobacco, I also mean vaping.
I've seen as a big thing nowadays. Wow. Everyone's got a little vape in their
incredible
pocket.
Incredible. I call it the pacifier. It's just like a pacifier, right, for a baby. It's some days you need to get better, relax. That's what a baby does with a pacifier. They just put that on their mouth. And Italians, I'll tell you, just getting crazy about this, which is really bad because no difference. It's just another form of tobacco. There's no just less, in a way, visible than cigarette smoking, in a way, because you don't smell it that much, or it may smell better, but there's no difference in terms of effects on your cardiovascular system, on the general inflammation of your body, of lipid abnormalities, thrombosis, increase in blood pressure, all the things that we consider risk factors for our heart health can be easily caused by tobacco use.
And I've been curious about the effects of what vaping research is going to come out with in the next 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Tobacco's been studied for a long time, but
good point.
Vape is a different chemical. It's like a glycerin that's lab-made. What is it going to do to people's lungs?
Yeah, there are more chemicals now in this just to make it look better, taste better, smell better. Just guess how. Just put more chemicals into that. Just imagine that in cigarettes, we have over 4,000 chemicals that are not nicotine, right? Chemicals that will make cigarette smoking more addictive. They're kind of doing the same thing with, you know, vaping, electronic cigarettes, Juuls, whatever you want to call them, hit not burn. They're just coming up with more, you know, things, products. But you're right, in 20 years they're going to just ban them or something like that, because they just make it. And there are already some researches on what we call popcorn lungs, which is an inflammation in your lungs due to vaping.
I can see that being a problem because it's super convenient. It doesn't smell, and you can sit in your living room.
Kind of cool, right? For some people, kind of cool because it has up different colors. What I learned a few years ago is that the first company, tobacco industry, that kind of put together the first electronic cigarettes, they hired a marketing manager from Apple. Because they wanted to have something that was more kind of was cooler, was closer to the millennials, now closer to the way the Gen Z see things. They want to use hand, you know, have in their hands, not like an old type of cigarettes. So they
wanted to target the next generation.
Yeah, and
the money.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, they're doing it. So that our big battle right now when it comes to tobacco cessation is vape cessation as well.
I can see that being a big problem. But I know that you mentioned you've got to get taking off, and I just want to say thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me here.
Health Promotions and Wellness is always great to have here. You guys put out some fantastic information. And being February is Heart Health Awareness Month, be sure to key in on these four things. Change your diet.
Physical activity.
Yeah, start doing some physical activity. Some stress management, and if you're smoking, it's just best to try and stop it and extend your life and get a better quality of it.
Amen. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.